Shane Jenkins, David Summerall, Stop Hate. What's going on, brother?
All right, my name is Shane Jenkins. My political prisoner number is 377. I have been here in the D.C. Gulag for over 21 months. I just want to say to America and everybody, Mr. Lindell, and everybody that I know that after them signing this $1.7 trillion bill yesterday and today, and November 8th not turning out to be what we wanted it to be, that it looks kind of bleak right now. We're fighting over the Speaker of the House and all these things, but I just want to encourage everybody to keep fighting, because the men in here and myself, we have not stopped fighting, and we are not going to, we're never, as long as there's breath in our lungs, we're going to continue to keep fighting. We see that they gave the FBI $500 million raise, even after the way they're treating us and how they're collaborating with Twitter to censor American free speech and their First Amendment rights. And you can see how they violated our rights in here, detaining us without bail, thousands of miles away from home. We've been denied visitation since I've been here because we refused to get vaccinated. They denied us haircuts for over a year because we refused to get vaccinated. We finally got that policy changed. But I just want to encourage y'all to keep fighting. And if you're not on the battlefield, then you're not fighting and you're not engaged. I just want to encourage the people that are kind of just trying to live their lives and to raise their children and to go to work and keep everybody clothed and fed. And I understand that, and there's nothing more respectable than that in the world. But I want to encourage you that we have God, and we have family, and we have country, you know. And we work with God, and we love our families. But I think for me personally, I have been derelict in my duty in my nation. For many years, I lived outside of the law and didn't treat my country as it deserved. And so I just want people to understand and remember that you have a duty, and whether it's being the precinct committee man, or whether it's donating time to go out and walk and put out flyers, or to make phone calls, or to email senators and congresspeople, or to blow up their phone metaphorically, to keep them engaged and on task, because courage is contagious. And if you tell them that you're behind them, that you'll support them, and you'll consider, you know, you will continue to support them as long as they stay the course, then this will hopefully encourage them. And you can please continue to pray for everybody. We love Mike Lindell. We thank him so much for his fight and his time and his treasure. And I know that he's been canceled and taken out of the big box stores. And so we're trying to support him this Christmas season and in the future, buying gifts for our families and friends and loved ones. So we just thank everybody for their fight. We thank Dave Summerall for putting this together. It's a blessing being here, and it's one of the hardest things that I've ever had to deal with. But I feel like that God has me here for a reason, and he has us all here in this moment, and you at home in this moment, listening to this right now. God has a plan for your life. It's greater than you could ever imagine and greater than you could ever understand. So just choose to take dominion over the land and the area that God has given you, and be engaged and bear fruit for his kingdom and for this kingdom that we've been bestowed on earth, United States of America. Thank you all. God bless you. My name is Shane Jenkins.
Man, that's powerful stuff, brother. I love you, man. So good. So good. That is such a blessing, man. Such a blessing. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Let's get together and do an interview or something soon.